Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it. It comes on Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things you can do at my website, including find out more about our guest this half hour. Josh Costell is the founding founder of Applying Knowledge Systems, which is a consulting and training firm. And he is the author of a book I'm holding in my hand. It's an absolutely outstanding book published by that good publisher, that great publisher, Amacom. The book is called The Science of Sales Success. And he's our good friend. Josh, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and thank you.
It's good to have you back, Josh. How are things going?
Things are going great. Just having a lot of fun and trying to teach the world one person at a time how to sell value.
There you go. By the way, did you know that today is National Salesperson Day? How about that?
That's what timing, right?
That's right. That's exactly. Well, we got our stuff together around here. We make sure we put stuff like this together. This is what you call high class programming here, Josh. When you're in the big time, Josh, you have to be able to do things like this. I was just telling the audience that it's today's National Salesperson's Day. And having been a salesperson all my life, I think I'm just going to take the rest of the day off. What do you think?
I thought you were able to take President's Day off.
Well, I should be able to do that. Yeah,
right, you're the president.
I can't get this much around here to let me have that one, though. Josh, I know you want to talk about unique strengths. Now, tell us what that is.
Jim, a unique strength is when you're selling out in the marketplace, what do you have that is distinctly different from your competitors, number one?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, can it produce measurable value for your customers? And third, do your customers seek to have it? And that's, you know, unfortunately, with my experience, when you talk to someone about a unique strength, or probably the more common marketing term is a differential advantage,
right,
is that they think that the only thing that makes something a unique strength is that you're the only one that has it. But what I have found in my experience is that often unique strengths become what I call unique weaknesses.
Hmm.
And I'll give you an example. If you cannot match what you have that is distinctly in your arsenal, so to speak, to the customer's goals, then what happens is that you talk about it, you normally lead with it, and the customer places no value on it. So now you've convinced the customer that you're the only one that offers him something that no one else can, that he doesn't want. So,
well,
and we
or,
all
or
know,
worse.
And then what we do is we say, and then we can't understand why our customer becomes price sensitive, right? And because now you're offering him something that only you can give him that he doesn't want. He's price sensitive, and then you say to him, oh, by the way, it doesn't add anything to the cost. It comes standard with our product.
that's a good one, Josh. And the thing is This goes straight back to selling 101, isn't it? And that's making sure that whatever you offer the customer is something that they need, because otherwise it's just it's just so much air and so many words in the air, so much effort that's unproductive. I mean, if you can't find out what the customer wants, and Josh, it's more what you just said and what I just said is more true today than ever before, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because especially as technology continues to blur the differences between products,
right,
it's no longer that you have a company called Xerox that's, they're the only one that makes copier machines. those days are
AT&T's the only people who have telephones.
Right. It just, you know, it continues to blur. And what happens is we still teach people, salespeople, that unique strengths are product related when they have to recognize, like you point out, they have to be customer related.
Mm-hmm. You know, and, well, the thing is that the thing that I think helps me to understand what you just said and what I try to say to my audience is that every day, more and more things that used to not be commodities are becoming commodities.
Absolutely.
And to the point where virtually everything is a commodity. And when I say thing, I mean thing, things that you can sell. And the only thing that's different about you, Josh, and me is not what you and I sell. It's how you and I deliver what we sell.
Exactly.
And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Right, because you'll find that your unique strength comes usually these days not at the product level, but at the sales level, at the organization level, at the transactional level.
Give us example of what a unique strength might look like. Paint a picture for us.
Okay, a unique strength might be, let's take the example that you're selling the same product that everyone else is. We'll mm-hmm. call it a computer. And what a unique strength would be at the sales level is if your process that you use is focused on the customer's goals and you spend the time to build your solution from the customer's goals down and not from your features up, and you focus on the fact that you ask the customer, okay, what are you trying to achieve? How will you know whether you achieved it or not? And if you continue, which is a common theme of mine, if you focus on that, then the way that you have sold becomes your unique strength mm-hmm. versus someone that walks in to sell them a product and all they're going to talk about is the features and the benefits of the product, and they're going to leave it up to the customer to figure out which ones fit. You know, mm-hmm. to give you a quick example is, you know, I remember walking into a stereo place looking for a 10 CD changer, you know, one of those audio CDs.
Right.
And, you know, when I told the person that, hey, I was, you know, I'm looking for a 10 CD changer, all of a sudden they started reading me the spec sheet on it, you know, giving me the 900 things it does besides play a 10 CD, you know, besides mm-hmm. being a 10 CD changer.
Probably and, trying to tell you how smart he was about hi-fi.
Right, exactly. And then all of a sudden, you know, they told me the price. I think at the time it was $500, and I said, "Well, you know what? That's a little bit too expensive. I really don't want it." Now I went to the next place, and they said to me, you know, when I walked in, completely different sales strategy. They said, "Well, what's most important to you about the CD mm-hmm. player?" And they,
I bet that's the place. I bet that's where you bought from. Hold on to that thought, Josh. We're going to come right back with our good friend Josh Costell, the author of The Science of Sales Success. Back is 23 after Mr. Robert Cray on blues guitar. He's the best. Josh Costell is the best too, especially when it comes to selling. He's the author of The Science of Sales Success, one of my favorite books on salesmanship. Josh, give us your website, please.
My website is www.measuremax.com. MEASUREMAX.com. Measure
and
to maximize.
Tell us what we'll get when we get there. Find when we get there.
What you'll find is information about some different ways that you can help decommoditize your products so you're not just selling on price.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Josh, and by the way, your book is available, still available wherever books are sold, isn't it?
Yes, and Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and the likes.
All right. Josh, we're talking about how to identify and deploy your unique strengths in, when you're selling, and the... You know, probably some people, when you said that at first, they probably thought, well, one of my unique strengths is because I'm so handsome, or because, you know, I know how to dress, or because, you know, I drive a nice car, or because, you know, I think I've got the best product. But you know, if you're looking for your unique strengths, the more that your unique strengths are about you, the less it's a strength, right, Josh?
Yes, because you're leaving out the customer.
Which has to be first. That's got to be your first thought.
And that's one of the challenges that, you know, that people have, Jim, is that they want to find out what the customer wants. I think they genuinely do, salespeople, small business owners, when they go in there and tell them, and they say to the customer, you know, tell me what's most important to you. But what happens is because most customers have been approached by product-oriented salespeople, that question doesn't get asked. So to really understand your unique strengths, one of the first things you got to do is if the customer says to you, you know, what do you mean? If you ask him, you know, what's most important to you, what do you want to accomplish, and they go, what do you mean, you need to have the answer to that. Because, you know, as we've talked about in the past, the rally killer of a sales call is two what do you mean questions in a row.
What do you mean, what do I mean?
Right. And then what you do is always have a copy of your competitor's card and just give it to him and hope he doesn't remember that, you know, who you work for.
That's pretty good. So what do we do next? Now we're in the customer's office and we're trying to make sure we put our best foot forward and we demonstrate our unique strengths. How do we do that?
How you do that is by being able to refer to the customer what their goal should be. And there's different ways to do that. Obviously, the first thing you want to ask the customer is, you know, what are some of the key priorities, whatever word that they use for goals or priorities or objectives, you know, what are the top three issues that you're facing? And and typically, again, like we discussed, the answer would be, well, what do you mean, Josh? And this is where, not what you do next, but what you do before. You have to look at the company you're calling on and the position you're calling on and say to yourself, what are the typical goals or priorities of someone in that position? You know, if it's a VP of finance, it's going to be cash flow. If it's a director of engineering, it's going to be, or operations, it's going to be improved reliability or improved productivity. And so what you need to do, Jim, is that you need to understand what goals your products or services help someone achieve and then be able to discuss those goals first with the customer.
You know, Josh, what I used to do many, many years ago was I'd go in and I'd say, because I knew that there'd been people in there that day or the day before who sold what I sold and, you know, who were my competitors. And I'd go in there and I'd say, you know, they'd say, you know, come on in and have a seat. What's on your mind or whatever? And I'd say, you know what? You know what I do. This is the business I'm in. That's what I do. And of course, you know, my goal is to sell my products. But the thing is, what I really would like to know is what's on your mind today? What's going on in your world? You know, I would try to get them to talk about, even if it wasn't about what I was there to talk about. And I found that if I was any good, regardless of what they said, that the fact that I was in front of them meant that they used, you know, or they probably were a suspect, if not a prospect. And if I used that approach, I got them to talking about what was on their mind. That was a whole lot easier to get them around to talking about what I wanted to talk about than if I just went in and laid my product of the month on their desk.
Yeah, you can't be a walking brochure, for sure. And I always say to someone, when you know, that's a great way to really be productive, what you're talking about. And, you know, when you go out there, some of the things that, you know, I always like to say, leave your brochure behind on that first call. Mm-hmm. And see what sort of words you're using. Are you using I and me and we or your company's name? If you use that more than once, then the focus is on you and your product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever I go on joint sales calls, I always listen, you know, are they using the word you? Are they talking about the customer, mm-hmm. not about themselves or their product?
Well said, Josh. Give us your website again, please.
www.measuremax.com.
Thanks, Josh. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Have a great day, Jim, and thank you.
Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, right back with Tom Sullivan. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.